Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Carl struck a nerve here, and I think it was the initial comment. It was the advice that was passed on to you.
Yeah.
Was the exact wording on that?
My dad always told me coming up, woman can't raise no man.
Ooh.
Woman can't raise no man.
Now we're gonna see how.
Now don't get me wrong,
I think we're
ladies.
See how tough you are right now.
Oh my goodness. You know, let me have it, ladies. Now don't get me wrong. Now there's definitely some balance that's needed. But go ahead, I'm ready.
What do you mean by balance needed? Like there's got to be a soft side, but you have to toughen
them up. Yeah, like me and
also.
Melissa were talking about. Mm-hmm. There has to be a balance. Like I teach my son how to be tough, but I teach him how to be tender towards a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there has to be
that.
Balance.
In his relationship, he's got to be able to be vulnerable to his woman. You
right,
know.
Right. Right.
Somewhere. Here is Tracy. Good morning, Tracy. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, you're making me sound like I'm already a zealot or something. No, I totally agree on one hand that parents can coddle their kids, and our philosophy was just like Carl's with our two children. It's like, you know, they fall down, you give them a second. If they're really hurt, they're going to keep crying and whatnot, but, you know, you let them figure it out. But there were, and again, I can't cite where I read it, but there had been some articles that had come out that we were actually doing a disservice to our sons by not still being a little soft with them, especially when they are younger. And I think Carl finally clarified it. I think it needs to change over the years. But when little boys are little, they do need that warmth and that a little bit of the coddling. But yes, eventually all kids, male or female, mm-hmm. need to be taught to figure how to deal with adversity. So I don't think it's a total gender thing. And I think that you know, I can't tell if it was Melissa or Jen that said it, that we need to make sure that we teach our men to be vulnerable, because mm-hmm. as women, I don't want a big old, I mean, I want him to defend our family and I want him to stick up for me, but I don't want Mr. Tough Guy all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I think that when you mentioned the study and stuff, I think we've gone overboard. Like my father is totally different than some of these, let's say we've talked about some of the interns that worked here that are in their late teens, early 20s. Like, men are different, and I don't know whether it is good or bad. I think that we've kind of gone overboard on making men, I don't know what the word is. Bert's word would be soft. You know, like, and unable to make decisions, unable to mm-hmm. have ambition, unable to ask a woman out on a date. I mean, I think there's a total difference between generations, and I think we need to meet somewhere in the middle.
Guys call it sack up.
right.
I think for a modern society, parents need to do that with their little girls, too. You don't want to raise little girls that aren't tough enough to take care of themselves either. You don't want little girls to, you don't want to raise your daughters not to be tough, not to be able to go out, get their own job, make their own money, create their mm-hmm. own life, have their own personality, and not have to, you know, wait for some Prince Charming in a fairy tale to come take care of them.
Yeah, we call that badging up.
So it's like I say that you got to coddle your babies when they're babies, but when they become kids, you got to be tough on both boys and girls to make them independent little people. Little people.
Yeah, it would be. I think it would be a much. It would be much more difficult with girls, because I think I would handle it differently. My little girl falls down, I think I probably would be right there to pick her right up. Whereas if I see Hayden or I see Hollis, I can spot the danger before it even happens, and I have to make a quick decision. How bad is he going to get hurt here?
Right.
Do I want to stop this, or do I want to let him fall down and take his lumps and try to figure out how to recover himself? I am constantly on the playground, constantly making that decision. Carl here said he was telling us a couple of minutes ago that he sort of lives by this philosophy that you got to keep your kids tough, especially your boys. Keep them tough, you know? And a lot of women are calling up, and he's getting a lot of sort of bounce back on it. And now some single moms are calling up going, hold on a second.
And you know what? First of all, let me say this. There's nothing hands down that I hold closer to my heart than a single mom, because I was raised by one. Now, go ahead.
He's just putting his seatbelt on. That's what that was. He's like, oh, the road's gonna get a little curvy and hilly. Let me put my seatbelt on.
Leah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Enjoy your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I just wanted to contribute that for a good while, I was a single mom of three. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Carl. Men do bring things to the table that a woman doesn't, but I really believe it takes two, and that's why God created that way, that it takes the two different personalities, the two different characters, to raise the whole child. But with my first child, I would run to him, and, I mean, it'd be a little pricked finger, and he figured out quickly that, oh, I get a lot of attention from this. And so the drama was created instead of me sitting back, like Carl said, waiting to see, okay, is this major or is this something he can figure out himself?
Right.
With the second, with the second son and my daughter, I'd even act like I wasn't even paying attention. It was amazing how fast they'd get up, scrape it off. Well, with my oldest son, drama. Right. I mean, it would be a prick finger, and you'd think his head had been blown off. Because I fed that. Running to him. But I think Carl's right.
And that's a good point. How many, Bert, Jeff, how many guys do you deal with that's drama kings? I mean, you know, when you're creating a little drama king, like, Jen, you asked me, what does my wife do that I would have handled differently?
Mm-hmm.
Band-Aids. My wife is smacking on a Band-Aid on everything. And I'm looking at it like, what's up with this?
If it was socially acceptable, I'd come over there and I'd kiss you on the lips. I have the same conversations with Stacy all the time. Now my kid gets Hayden gets a little scratch. There's no blood. He's asking for a Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
What?
Gauze wrap. Come on now.
A sling. Dude, you stubbed your towel. I want a sling.
Hey, Misty, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I actually agree with Carl. I've noticed, I'm in my later 20s, but I've noticed a lot of the guys that I grew up with, of course, my husband's different. He's from New York. He pretty much had to grow himself. But my husband, but the guys that I grew up with, they were so babied by their mothers that they can't even make their own decisions. They wait around for the women to do things for them, tell them what they need to do, when they need to do it, remind them to do things. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I had this. I was telling these guys this yesterday also that I had a situation with Hayden last week where he had to make a decision. I mean, just he had to just pick one of three toys. He earned it. Made him do some chores around the house, so he was stoked. He earned one toy, but he had three in mind that he wanted. And damn, the kid could not make a decision to where he was like tearing up, crying, and blowing up about it.
Right.
You know, so I had to sit him down and say, look, dude, I just want to let you know that sometimes not making a decision at all is way worse than just making a bad decision and moving on.
Right. See, right. I would
was
have been,
he happy
I,
after he with the cigarette lighter, or did he wish he had
his new collection? My gut reaction to that kind of a freak out would be to do what my parents would have done, which is, okay, don't get any toys.
You don't get anything.
Right. Bye-bye. Done. And move on. Well, like, they wouldn't have changed their mind on
here's
that decision.
Why I
didn't,
of course, I thought of that, but here's why I couldn't do that, because he earned it.
Yeah,
he did
still.
Chores around the house, right. And I couldn't take that away from him.
And the thing is, what Bert's doing, he's developing that within his child, because sometimes my son does that. He's little, you know, sometimes he whines, sometimes when I don't think it's necessary. But you don't want to man up all the time. Like I say, you need that balance.
Kind of
so
coaching
sometimes
it up.
Yeah, you have to coax him and rub on his hair. I listen, son, blah, blah, blah. You know, as much patience as it takes.
Melissa, you think dudes are pretty soft as a general
Absolutely
rule now.
Absolutely, I do. Yeah, I do. I really do. I was raised by a former drill sergeant army dude, and my mother was raised by a really tough dad, and both men were able to be tough and also loving at the same time. And so, but these were also men that were ambitious, that were very successful, that they had determination in everything they did. And I don't see that in guys today. Like, and I'm generalizing, there's plenty, you know, we've talked to some military guys that called up who, you know, and they, I give total props to, because they have ambition. Sometimes the military can teach you all that. But I really do. Some of the young men that I see that are in their late teens, early 20s, mid 20s, I'm like, you were so different than what I was raised with. Even my, you know, the person talked about their friends, even my friends growing up, the guys, more like my dad than these guys today.
Absolutely. Jessica. Good morning, Jessica. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
I have to completely agree with Carl. I'm sorry. But my nephew is about to be 5 years old. My niece is 9. My niece is way tougher than him. I don't know why. And he's being raised by his mom, and they live with my mom. So his mom and his grandma and his sister, he's surrounded by women.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a crybaby. I mean, he cries for everything. He's known for crying when we go places. It's just ridiculous.
I don't blame women for that, you know? I think by nature, women are more coddling than dudes are. You do?
I kind of do, yeah.
I think women can have the same ideals as guys.
Yeah.
You can toughen up your kids, too.
I mean, I'm in a home that's not going to have a man. I mean, Katie and I were raised the same way, and I have no
doubt that we could raise a man not to be a whiner. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't. And I'm obviously, it sounds like we're talking about majority of women here that are doing this, but I'm not one of those women. I don't believe in.
So like
in
you're
that.
Saying if the power either. Went out at your house, you would just open the freezer and tell those kids to suck it up.
I wouldn't even open the freezer.
That's what I'm talking about, Melissa.
Power goes out, honey.
It's not going to work. The freezer's
jumping jacks.
You know what? Yeah. You just stand still for a second. You'll get over it. You'll adapt.
You've been holding still for months. About time you learned to swim.
Exactly, right?
This is The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.